In the beginning, the old one was lonely, so he made for himself two companions. He formed the first out of sky and spirit and named him Namsara. Namsara was a golden child. When he laughed, stars shone out of his eyes. When he danced, wars ceased. When he sang, ailments were healed. His very presence was a needle sewing the world together. The old one formed the second out of blood and moonlight. He named her Iskari. Iskari was a sorrowful child. Where Namsara brought laughter and love, Iskari brought destruction and death. When Iskari walked, people cowered in their homes. When she spoke, people wept. When she hunted, she never missed her mark. Pained by her nature, Iskari came before the old one, asking him to remake her. She hated her essence. She wished to be more like Namsara. When the old one refused, she asked him why. Why did her brother get to create things while she destroyed them? The world needs balance, the old one said. Furious, Iskari left the sovereign god and went hunting. She hunted for days. Days turned to weeks. As her fury grew, her bloodlust became insatiable. She killed mercilessly and without feeling, and all the while her hate swelled within her. She hated her brother for being happy and beloved. She hated the old one for making it so. So the next time she went hunting, Iskari set her traps for the old one himself. This was a terrible mistake. The old one struck Iskari down, leaving a scar as long and wide as the Rift mountain range. For attempting to take his life, he stripped her of her immortality, ripping it off her like a silk garment. So that she could atone for her crime, he cursed her name and sent her to wander the desert alone, haunted by stinging winds and howling sandstorms, to wither beneath the parching sun, to freeze beneath the icy cloak of night. But neither the heat nor the cold killed her. An unbearable loneliness did. Namsara searched the desert for Iskari. The sky changed 7 times before he found her body in the sand, her skin blistered by the sun, her eyes eaten by carrion crows. At the sight of his sister, dead, Namsara fell to his knees and he wept.